Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In today's news, another Florida school district is hit by scammers, with this one losing $700,000. And a British Columbia band nearly lost $1,000 after being asked to write a birthday song for a fan. But we begin with a story about how a Texas group scammed a New Jersey township out of $287,000 in an email scheme. Federal authorities indicted five people who convinced legitimate companies to send payments to a new bank account number. When the money arrived, it was quickly sent to another bank account to make it more difficult to trace. In one incident, the township sent nearly $300,000 to the fake account. Edison Township officials say no taxpayer money was lost because it was covered by insurance. Five people were arrested and were charged with a conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. The case will be prosecuted in Texas. Another school district in Florida was conned into sending money to scammers. Fox 35 in Orlando has the story.
Well, Sheriff Rick Staley says because the money could have crossed past state or even country lines, the FBI had to get involved. He's worked these sort of cases before, and he says it's a long shot to get the money back.
The sheriff says an employee with the Flagler County School District started working with a contractor to help with construction at Matanzas High School. Last month, they got an email requesting payment, so they sent it. Over $700,000 in a digital transfer. And on Monday, they heard from the contractor saying they never got the payment. The sheriff says sometimes a third party will send an email that allows them to intercept the money. He says that could be the case here. The FBI is teaming up with the sheriff's office to figure out where the money went.
It's not good news to find out the airline you've been flying on has been unknowingly buying counterfeit engine parts. Business Insider says a routine inspection revealed that the parts workers were about to install did not match the paperwork they'd been given. Authorities said the scheme involved a London distributor called AOG Technics. The parts were for a CFM56 engine, and it's one of the most used engines in the world. It's produced by a French manufacturer called Safran, which co-produces the engine with General Electric in a joint venture called CFM International. The engine is used on Airbus and Boeing planes. An investigation found that thousands of parts were sold without an airworthiness certificate. Carriers included United, Southwest, Delta, and American, and all have since identified fraudulent parts on their passenger jets. American, Delta, and Southwest told Insider that a small number of aircraft contain the falsified parts, and each has been taken out of service for replacement. United confirmed the same in September after finding fake parts on its planes. This is Scams and Cons News. It's not even safe to watch TV anymore. Scammers have figured a way to make pop-ups appear on the screen of your smart TV. The Better Business Bureau told WTHI how it works.
The scam works like this. You try to open a streaming service app on your TV, but a pop-up appears saying there's a problem with your account or device. It directs you to a phone number or website. The BBB says scammers will then try to get your personal information or install malware onto your TV. To avoid this con, double-check websites and phone numbers to make sure they are real. Also, never allow remote access to your television.
If you get a phone call from someone you know who's in deep trouble or says they've been kidnapped, check it out before you panic. It could be a scammer using an AI voice to scare you into paying them money. If it is a scam, your loved one is in no danger at all. NBC's Emily Aikida looked into the problem and found families who got some frightening calls. So she tried it out herself on a coworker.
Hello? Busy. I forgot my corporate card.
Oh, no.
Can I borrow yours real quick? I just need to pay for a few things. I'll get the receipts.
It wasn't perfect. There were delays, and some sentences sounded more genuine than others, but
I gotta run out and get my wallet.
It worked.
Thank you so much. Call you in a bit.
My colleague later stunned by the generated audio's accuracy.
I pride myself on never falling for that stuff.
Experts say to make sure you don't fall for it, be skeptical whenever asked for money in any form. Don't rely on the caller ID. Those can be faked. And even if it sounds like a loved one calling, hang up and call the person yourself.
Are we going to see an increase in this sort of thing?
I believe we are. As attackers get more familiar with these technologies, what they can do with it, how to operate them, we are going to see an increase in scam attacks.
And it was supposed to be a grand birthday party. A band was asked to write a birthday song for one of their fans. The band said it would do it for $300 and delivered the music. The woman who called herself Sandra said the song was so good they would pay $500 instead. Sandra said her secretary would take care of the deposit. But when the deposit arrived, it was for $1,500 instead of $500. Sandra called and said her secretary had made a mistake, and could they send the extra $1,000 back to her? They were about to do that, but decided to check out the business first. It became clear the business didn't exist, so they called the bank and stopped the transfer. The band was out the promised $500, but it saved themselves from sending $1,000 to a scammer. This is Scams and Cons News.
Ohio is a land of mystery. From missing shipwrecks and lost treasure beneath her surface to strange phenomena slicing through her skies. From myths that have evolved around historic events and people to the unsolved murders and disappearances that keep her communities wondering what happened. Find Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app and let's explore the inexplicable. OhioMysteries.com.